From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Gunfire and explosions rocked Burkina Faso's capital early Friday. By midday, the gunfire became intermittent and helicopters flew over the French embassy in Ouagadougou. Martin Segrist has more.
Burkina Faso's communications minister says four Islamic extremists have been killed after they attacked the French embassy. The communications minister confirmed that Islamic extremists attacked both the French embassy and the Burkina Faso Army headquarters in Ouagadougou. He said it was not clear how many militants staged the assaults in both locations, and others may be on the run. A hospital official said that several people have been wounded. He was not able to give further casualty details. Martin Segrist, VOA News.
Afghan authorities say a suicide bomber detonated his explosives-laden car Friday near a NATO convoy in the capital. The blast killed at least one person and wounded 16 others. Abdul Samad survived the blast, sustaining injuries to his face. He says he didn't know where his daughters were and who were traveling with them at the time of the explosions. Police have not confirmed a casualty toll, and no militant group has claimed the responsibility for the explosion. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying said that China urges the U.S. to show restraint in using protective trade measures. Hua said that steel and aluminum industries in all countries are facing difficulties and cautioned that the foundation for economic recovery was weak. This is VOA News. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that Syrian government forces have gained ground from rebels at the edge of the eastern Ghouta region near Damascus in a ground assault that has continued despite a Russian plan for daily ceasefires. The Syrian army and rebel sources cannot be immediately reached for comment. Hundreds of people have died in 12 days of bombing. The U.S. military planners are brushing aside Moscow's claims that its military has an array of new strategic nuclear weapons that can hit any target anywhere in the world. Jeff Zeldin reports from the Pentagon.
At the White House, spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders wasn't impressed.
Russia has been developing destabilizing weapons systems for over a decade in direct violations of its treaty obligations.
Putin claims the new weapons, a nuclear-powered cruise missile, a nuclear-powered underwater drone, and a hypersonic missile, have unlimited range and are capable of evading U.S. missile defense systems. But any real-world ramifications are still a way off. Jeff Zeldin, VOA News, the Pentagon.
Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte says he will not cooperate with U.N. investigators looking into extrajudicial killings under his rule.
When the human rights or whoever is that rapporteur arrives, my order to you is, do not answer.
Why would we be answering?
Who are they? And who are you to interfere in the way I would run my country?
Duterte has presided over a narcotics crackdown that rights monitors say amounts to crimes against humanity. Philippine police say they have killed more than 4,000 drug suspects, but rights groups put the death toll at more than 12,000. A massive seven-year cleaning operation is underway to clean up a trash-strewn river in Indonesia. Reporter Grace Lee explains.
The Gitaram stretches hundreds of kilometers across Indonesia, from a spring in West Java to a sea near the capital, Jakarta. It supports about 28 million people along the way and carries a stew of waste and sewage downriver. The dirty water is becoming an enormous health concern for locals. It's linked to issues like skin allergies among children. One activist estimates 1,500 industries dump chemical waste into the water each day and says even with evidence, it's tough to see any change.
That's reporter Grace Lee. Heroin and fentanyl exports from Mexico to the United States are on the rise. That is according to the World Drug Report issued in 2017. It's compiled by the International Narcotics Control Board and backed by the UN Office of Drugs and Crime. For additional stories, visit our website. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.